I'm clarinetist Anthony McGill, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm 13, and I play the electric bass, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much, Ella. That was Ella playing our Kids Commute theme on the electric bass. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on any instrument at all, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Good morning and welcome to day three of Civil Rights Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week we are honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Kids Commuters, I'm so excited for you to meet our friend Natalie Douglas. She's a singer, actor, teacher, and music historian. One of her most popular tribute shows is about today's featured performer, Nina Simone. Natalie Douglas is in New York, and we're talking to her via Skype. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Kate. Hi, kids. How are you?
Oh, we're so excited you're here. Natalie, you know so much about Nina. What do we need to know about Nina? Who's Nina Simone?
Oh, well, I usually say that Nina Simone provided the soundtrack to the 20th century, basically. If you've seen a movie or a commercial in the last 25, 30, 40 years, you've heard Nina Simone, whether you know it or not. She's iconic. She was a consummate musician. She started as a classical pianist, actually. And because of that, and then her love for story and storytelling. She sought out all kinds of different music. And if there was a good story to tell, she wanted to tell it. And then because of her classical background, I think she heard interesting voicings when it came to her arrangements of songs. So when you hear a Nina Simone recording of a tune, it's likely to be very different from every other recording of that tune you've ever heard.
Now, Natalie, Nina is known as one of the leading figures in civil rights movement music. Why
Absolutely.
Is that and how so?
I believe it's because she had such an understanding. She came from, as I said, a small town in the South. And as a Black woman in the 20th century, it was really clear to her the places where she was welcome and where she was not, and the opportunities that were available to her and those that were closed. And she became very aware of the way in which she could use her art to talk about that, to write about that. She began to write her own music after a few years of singing other people's music. And very quickly, the music that she wrote reflected the times in which she lived. And she always said that that was your duty as an artist, to reflect the times and to comment on them and to agitate for a better outcome.
And she wrote quite a few pieces of music like this.
Absolutely. To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, a song called Four Women, and a song that I chose for you all today called Why, it's called Why, The King of Love is Dead. It's actually not a piece that Nina wrote, but she is the first person to premiere it. It was written by her bass player on the day that Dr. King was assassinated. And they were already at the hall when they got the news over the radio. And so the show itself was canceled, but no one wanted to leave. They all wanted to be together to sort of share their grief and their shock. And her bass player, Gene Taylor, stepped away for just a bit and wrote down what he was thinking and came back to the group and said, I think I have something here. And he played it for them. And Nina thought it was brilliant and expressed exactly what they were all feeling. And she sang it for the first time in front of an audience two nights later and recorded it shortly thereafter. I found it when I was putting together my tribute show the very first time many years ago and thought it was just so breathtakingly beautiful. And again, that she can take this awful moment, this painful, ugly history of America and turn it into something much more beautiful, something much more hopeful, and sort of a call to action, you know, so we don't just sit with our grief, so we don't just sit with our pain, so that we can strive to make better change, strive to make a better world. And that, I think, is the miracle of what she does.
Ah, thank you so much, Natalie. Here is Nina Simone performing Why the King of Love is Dead.
Of course, this whole program is dedicated to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know that. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow men. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. It's hard to think this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? What do they ever hope? Ever hope to gain? Will my country fall, stand or fall? Is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we're headed for the brink. What will happen now that he is dead? He was for equality for all people, you and me. Full of love and goodwill, hate was not his way. He was not a violent man. Tell me, folks, if you can, why was he shot down the other day? I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop.
threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think and feel again, for we're headed for the brink. What's gonna happen now that the king of
that was Why the King of Love is Dead, performed by the brilliant, legendary Nina Simone, written by her bass player, Gene Taylor. If you would like to see and hear our friend Natalie singing that song, we'll have a link to her performing it in concert on our website, kidscommute.org. Now, I had one more question for Natalie Douglas, and it was a really tough one. Okay, Natalie, I want to ask you a really hard question. Natalie, this music still seems to be pretty important. Did the civil rights movement work?
Yes and no. Yes, of course. The efforts made by Dr. King and thousands more like him, of course, they affected change and it got better. But unfortunately, in a way, I think a lot of us, and I say us because I think it's an American reality, black, white, and every other color, I think we didn't want to bring attention to it. I think we hoped that was just a few individual people, and those people would learn better. And instead, we now are faced with examining the entire history of white supremacy in America, which goes way, way back. And I think it's something we can do. I think there are plenty of us. We are once again set on a path where we can make some real change, where we can make a much more equitable world. And ultimately, that's better for all of us. We are all better served in a world where people are judged for the content of their character and not the color of their skin.
Thank you so much, Natalie Douglas. I'm so glad, Kids Commuters, that you got to meet Natalie and Nina today. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we will be hearing from another singer who almost wasn't allowed to sing. We'll find out who she is tomorrow. That's all for today's Kids Commute. Thanks again to Natalie, and may your day be full of love.
Interlaken Public Radio.